This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, the lifestyle of Imam Hussein. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone. You're listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host Hussein Suleiman Henzano, and I would like today to portray my sincere condolences for the arrival of the month of Muharram. I would like to portray my heartfelt condolences for the martyrdom anniversary of our beloved Imam, Al-Imam Hussein, alayhi salatu wassalam. Now, today we are talking about the lifestyle of this great personality, Al-Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. Al-Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, was a reformer who stood against oppression. Al-Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, was a reformer who stood against the unlawful tyrants of his time. Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam was a reformer who made sure that he had impact on the lives of the people that he was living with. He had impact on the lives of the people that he was leading. Now, there are certain causes that motivated Al-Imam Hussein to rise up against the tyrannical rulership of the Umayyads, or the tyrannical rulership that happened during his time. The system at the time was so bad. The system at the time was against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam decided, because of these very few things that are happening, he should stand up against this particular thing, this particular operation. So among the causes that motivated Al-Imam to rise up against the tyrannical rulership of the time, which was considered every act opposed to the book of Allah and the practice of his prophet as lawful. So the Umayyad rulers at the time, concentrated all their efforts to oppress and to weaken the people and to misappropriate the public wealth to fulfill their lustful desires and finance their vices. At the time, they used to control their fates and forced them to a life of penury, you know, and spend public wealth in evil vices. This was the season that the Holy Imam alayhi salam arose against them to save the nation and, you know, to manifest their greatness and honor. So one of the main things that made Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam to stand up against the tyrannical rulership of the time was because the Umayyad rulers had already done a lot in terms of destroying the society, in terms of, you know, doing misappropriate things, and also spending the public wealth in their own lustful needs.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio, and I'm your host, Hussein Henzano. Now, we are talking about the lifestyle of Imam Hussein, but we were just talking about among the things that motivated the Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, to rise up against the tyrannical rulership of his time. At the time, the tyrannical rulership was so bad, had already done a lot of, you know, destroy to the society of the time. Now, it was the most important period of the political history of Islam in which Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam lived. Imam Hussein lived in this period, and he did a lot that up to today, as we are living in this very, day-to-day Islam activities, it has affected the day-to-day Islam activities. It was a time of history that went so long ago, but the effects are there until today. So it was a time when terrible events took place, due to which the Islamic life was shaken up, and the Muslims were subjected to severe trials and tribulations. Now, the calamities after calamities descended upon them, which were weakening them so badly. They were in terrible circumstances. The most terrible event of that period was the carnage of Karbala in the history of humanity that awoke the consciousness of the people and shook them from their slumber. This great event, the Karbala event, was not a sudden and a chance of happening. Rather, it was a certain consequence for those terrible events that had silenced the Islamic awareness. It was one of the main points whereby Imam Hussein stood up and said no to oppression. He said no to tyrannical rulership. He said no to lustful desires that was realized day by day from the rulers, from the tyrannic rulers of the time. Imam Hussein said, I will stand against this and I will stand towards the correction. I will stand towards good. This is what Al-Imam Hussein is about. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Fi amanillah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Better friends than you, but anyone stay here won't be alive tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence filled the air.